Hello and welcome. David Baker here with my wonderful wife on the Wisdom for Life podcast. Miss Laura, how are you?
I'm doing good. Yes.
That's the name that I knew her at in college around her bus kids and the teenage girls that she worked with. She was Miss Laura, and then she became Mrs. Baker. So, and she's been stuck with that for almost 32 years. So, hey, we're glad that you're here today hearing us on this fabulous Friday. So how was your day, honey?
Oh, it was great. I had a good time this morning going to the jail, ministering to the ladies there.
You got to finish that. I had a good time at the jail ministering to the ladies. You don't want to stop after that. They had been shut down for a few weeks because of a COVID outbreak in the jail. And so she got to go back today and it went well.
Yes. There were five ladies that accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So that was wonderful.
That is awesome. Doesn't get any better than that. That's great. And then we got a little bit of rain around here.
Yeah, more than a little bit, and with tornado warnings and all that kind of stuff, too.
Yeah, so lots of wind, lots of rain coming in sheets, so it's a big, big storm coming, and there's water leaking somewhere?
There was, I think, from the flashing or something.
I haven't got to check that out yet, so anyway, I just heard a little bit about it. We will check that out. So, all right, it's Friday, and we're going to talk about some life and marriage things, so... Got a little marriage joke for you. Let's see if it's funny. A man placed some flowers on the grave of his departed mother and started back to the car. Parked on the cemetery road, his attention was diverted to a man kneeling at a grave. The man seemed to be praying with profound intensity and kept repeating, "Why did you die? Why, oh, why did you die? Did you die?" The first man approached him and said, "Sir, I don't want to interfere with your private grief, but this demonstration of hurt and pain is more than I've ever seen before. For whom do you mourn so deeply? A child? A parent? Who, may I ask, lies in the grave?" The mourner said, "My wife's first husband. Why, oh, why did you die? Did you die?"
Oh, my.
It's pretty bad, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Why did he die? Because you're dead, now I'm married to her. Help. So, all right, last week we talked about the big problems in marriage. I'm going to review those in case you missed, and I'm going to talk about fixing them, okay? And listen carefully. Problems are made to be fixed. From algebra class, remember the X? There is an answer to that. You got to go through the formulas. You got to go through the plan. You have to cross this and change this and add this, subtract this, divide this. But eventually, you'll get down to X equals 14 or whatever it is. And so problems are made to be fixed. The same thing in marriage. I saw this quote this week, and it was just profound. It said, when asked how they managed to stay married for 65 years, the woman replied, "We were born in a time where if something was broken, you fixed it rather than throw it away."
Mm, that's so good.
Wow. How profound is that?
Yeah.
We were born in a time when if something was broken, you fixed it rather than throwing it away. Boy, that feels so right for marriages. Listen, every marriage is going to have problems. It's going to have issues. How come? Because every marriage includes women. And so that means you're going to...
And men.
You're going to have problems, okay? I'm glad my wife chimes in to help this podcast out. But there are going to be problems. You take two separate people and put them together and have to function with all the issues of life. There are going to be issues. But we don't throw it away. It's amazing. Nowadays, it does seem like that it's just easier to throw something away. My son got in a fender bender, okay? A fender bender in his truck. And it bent the bumper a little bit, took out one light, a little corner of the hood, and a fender. That was it. And so it was the other person's fault. So they went through the insurance and got an estimate. And they said, "Oh, we're sorry. It's going to cost too much to fix this." What? Yes, we've totaled your truck. Totaled it? We totaled it for that. A little bit of the hood, front bumper. It was a 97, but it was in good shape. Four-wheel drive. We'd done a lot of work on it. And ended up working out okay. They gave him the truck back and still gave him way more money. I mean, okay, we paid $1,750 for the truck. And he has done some work on it. But they gave him the truck back plus over $5,000. And so, but in the world today, it's just, oh yeah, total it. Throw it away. No, that's not the way it was. Everybody fixed everything with socks. What happens when you get a hole in the sock?
Well, you would You would darn it. You would fix
that.
Hey,
don't talk like that.
It is an actual term referring to the sewing of that sock.
So, nowadays, what happens when a sock gets a hole in it?
Well, most of the time they throw it away. I have a hard time throwing it away because I can sew and I could fix that.
But the mentality literally with so many things, it's disposable. You just throw it away and start over. And that's not how things were made. And you didn't throw it away. You found some way to use them. We were just talking to a lady somewhere and she was going through her mom's things and she found shoeboxes. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Of squares for... of squares for a quilt.
Yeah.
And it was her mom saying, like, I don't know, 20 shoeboxes of quilt squares that were cut out. You didn't throw things away. If it was couldn't be used that way, then you repurposed it for this. And that was the mindset. And that was the mindset for marriage. Marriages are made to be fixed when it's broken. We don't throw it away. And our mindset today is, okay, things aren't well, let's just throw in the towel. Let's just get divorced and start over. The problem is those same problems are going to be there. They're worth fixing them. So so the problems quickly, we talked about last week, communication problems, okay? They need to be fixed. Can they be fixed?
Yes.
If two people have a hard time communicating, and there's two parts of communication. One is casual, being able to catch up every day and have that emotional bonding with communication. The other is conflicts, being able to work through the conflicts. Can they be fixed?
Yes.
I mean, I have been, I call them knockdown, dragout. I have been called to the home. By the time I got there, the police were already there and they were taking people off. Okay. I've helped marriages like that. They're able to get out, drop the protective, the order of protection. I'm able to counsel them. And in just a little bit of time, it's amazing they come back and the communication, they know how to fix and work through those communication problems. And they can be. Intimacy problems. I'm dealing with some marriages like that. Can they be fixed?
Yes.
Absolutely. Just talked to someone this week and they understand what they need to change in there. Yes, they can be fixed. Financial problems. Yes, they can be fixed. Religious problems in marriage. They can be fixed. In-laws, outlaws, problems. Any outside influence on the marriage, they can be fixed. And children. Those were what we talked about last time, the six major problems of marriage. Okay. So today, just quickly, I want to talk about how to fix those. Einstein had a great quote, and it's quoted a couple different ways, but it's something like this. The problems we have today need to be solved at a higher level of thinking than when they were created. Okay? The problems we have today need to be solved at a higher level of thinking than when they were created. So the problems we have were at this level, and we think, well, we can't fix it. Then you need to go to another place, to another level where they can be fixed. And so there's a few different ways for that. Sometimes you go to a book. There are really good books on marriage, and I know a couple, every year they go on a marriage a retreat just with each other, and they each have a marriage book. Each person reads one, and then they trade, and they read the other one, and they talk, and they work on their marriage during that time. That's awesome. What a great thing to be able to do, to work on that. Whether you have problems or not, can your marriage be better? And so how many times do you see marriages, well, we're okay. We're okay, and they seem to be satisfied with that.
Yeah, a lot of times.
I mean, we don't want that. And so how do you fix those? You can get some good things from books. Counsel. You can get some good things from counsel to find a counselor who's willing to help you. Now, honestly, the longer I'm in this, the more frustrated I am with counselors because counselors, marriage counselors, seem to be a lot like the joke with chiropractors. By the way, I like a good chiropractor who can do a good adjustment. But the joke was always, how many chiropractors does it take to change a light bulb?
No, I don't know.
Yes, you do. One, it just takes...
It just takes 20 visits,
okay? Like that. That's the joke with a chiropractor. A good chiropractor doesn't need x-rays, and they don't need you to tell them what the problem is. They say, let me tell you. Lay down. Lay on your stomach. They're going through and feel everything. Yep, here's your problem here. How come? They can feel the muscles, the nerves, the bones are out. They can feel the tensus, and they can fix that, boom, all right, you're good. And that's what a good chiropractor is. The same thing at a good counselor. A lot of counselors don't want to fix the problem because then they lose a client. instead of what we always want to do is let's fix the problems and let me give you the tools so you can fix the problem. I'm busy. I got things to do. I ain't got time to mess with you. That's a joke. But we want to give you the tools where you can fix the problems. And so to find a counselor that, number one, is going to be biblical, number two, that has the knowledge to be able to help, and number three, that is going to fix the problems, honestly, is not really easy to do. I talked to someone today, and they're not in our church, but they've gone to some marriage counseling, and literally, I mean, it is $1,000 to go see them. And how long is it going to take? It could take 6 months, okay? And why are you in this, you know? And there's nothing wrong with paying for things. And honestly, I think many times people should pay for them, because if they don't pay for it, many times I've given stuff away and, oh, it's free, it must not be worth very much. Where when people pay for something, now they do it. I'm the same way. If I buy a program to do, if it's cheap or free, I may or may not do it. But if it's expensive, I know I'm going to do it because I paid for it. And that skin in the game, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So we need to fix the problems at a higher level of thinking. So good books, counsel, a marriage program. When I talk to people about marriages and they have marriages falling apart, what have you done? What books have you read? What counsel have you gotten? What marriage programs have you done? Most of the time it's nothing. Okay. So would that help? Let's work on that to be able to help fix that. And the last one, and this is sort of all jumbled together, but a coach, a marriage coach. So we don't think about that, but hey, if your car breaks down, do you have a car coach? What do we call them?
A mechanic.
Okay. I've got a few car coaches because I have a few vehicles that have had problems. And so this one guy is an average guy. He's a good guy. Doesn't charge a lot, but the vehicle will be there minimum of 2 weeks. If you got time to wait, drop it off and he'll get around to it. One man show. There's another guy. He is amazing at what he does. He is so detailed, so technical. I've had 3 different people look at it and they couldn't figure it out. And I took it to him. And boy, he found it, the problem, and fixed it. But he's expensive. And then another guy is a good guy. He can fix most things, and he's average price. So we have a coach for our car because, hey, our car is important. If you have a legal trouble, do you have a legal coach? We call them a?
Lawyer.
A lawyer, okay? And well, if you have a legal problem, you need a lawyer. A few years ago, we had our house foreclosed. We were going through a hard financial problem with our church. I didn't take a salary for 5 years, and we knew our house was behind. We were working. They were going to refinance it, and then at the last minute, they said, nope, you don't qualify, and they're selling your house on the Cordell steps on Monday, and this was Friday. And so, okay, what do I need to do? How much money do I need to come up with? No. You don't qualify. We're foreclosing on your house. We lived in the house for 20 years, and now they're foreclosing on us. And so they did. They foreclosed, took our house. We got an eviction notice. You have to be gone in 30 days. Well, that doesn't seem right. Those were fun days, weren't they?
No. But thankfully, we got good legal counsel.
Yeah, I got a legal coach, a lawyer friend. I took out to eat and talked to him about it, what we needed to do, and put a plan together. And it was a 3-year plan. We lived in the house for 3 years without having to make a payment because we didn't own it. The bank did. And at the end of the 3 years, the court made our bank give us our house back and lower the interest rate. Guess what that came from? Having a legal coach. We've had some plumbing issues. We bought a new house and plumbing things we've had to do. And so we have a plumbing coach. We call him a plumber. A plumber. And guess what they do? They fix plumbing problems. We added an extra washer and dryer in our house. We have 11 children. Not all of them live here anymore. But having an extra washer and dryer was a blessing. Well, there wasn't plumbing for it. So he added a hot water line and a cold water line and a drain line and added all the stuff in. Boy, it's great having a plumbing coach, a plumber. Electrical coach. We had to add an extra electric power box, fuse box, whatever that's called, another service to it. We had used up our service, so we had to add a slave electrical service to it. We had an electrical coach, our electrician that came in and did that. And we have medical coaches, okay? We call them?
Doctors and nurses.
Doctors and nurses, okay? Now, if you look at all those things are important, but which is more important, your car, legal matters, plumbing, electrical, medical, or your marriage?
Your marriage is way more important.
It is way more important. And by the way, it's way more expensive, too. Mm-hmm. How much did you pay for your wedding? Add that up. How much did you pay for your honeymoon? Add that up. How many years have you been married? And how much a year did you put into your family and your marriage? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the investment that we have in a marriage? Oh, marriage isn't going well. We're done. Divorced. Really? Now you have the divorce attorney of 10 to 15 grand. Now you have child support or alimony. Now you have two households, two electric bills, two of everything to be able to do. And it's amazing how people do not have a marriage coach to be able to help them with those problems. So, hey, if you got marriage issues, get them fixed. They need to be solved at a higher level of thinking. Well, we've worked on it and we can't fix it, so we're done. No, go to somebody who specializes in that. I've tried to fix my car and I can't fix it. Mm-hmm. I have patience with people. I don't have patience with machines. Mm-hmm. I say the only way I could work on a vehicle is if I had a hand grenade on my side. And anytime I'm done, I pulled the pin, rolled it out of the vehicle, walked away and laughed. Okay, I wouldn't be happy later on. But I don't have the patience to work with that. So I hire a car coach. Mechanic who can help with those things. And the same thing with our marriage. It's amazing how much money we'll spend to fix our car, to fix our plumbing, to fix our electrical, to fix our medical. But when it comes to marriage, we're ready to throw it away and we're not willing to spend anything on it. That does not make any sense at all. So if you have marriage issues or you know someone that does and you'd like to help them get it fixed, send them to fixfamiliesinstitute.com. FixFamiliesInstitute.com. There's some things there you can get for free. What if your spouse doesn't want to fix their marriage? Good training there. You can do a marriage assessment, okay? Divorce assessment in the top of it. There's a link for that. And you can also click to schedule a free one-on-one marriage coaching session to see if we can help you. So we'd love to help you fix the problems. Problems are made to be
fixed.
They're made to be fixed, okay? So let's fix them, especially when it comes to your marriage. And it's amazing how quickly we'll throw it apart, throw it away, and think, you know, no big deal, we'll just get someone else. But I promise you, there will be lifelong problems you'll have to deal with children and marriage and Christmas and weddings and holidays and birthdays. It doesn't go apart. It doesn't end. There will be problems there. Now, if you've been through a divorce, I'm sorry. And if you're married now, make that work. Let's not go through that again. And hey, is it okay to get marriage counseling?
Oh, yes.
Yes. We got our first marriage counseling when?
On our honeymoon, as part of our honeymoon package.
Our honeymoon was going horrible. I mean,
no,
just,
it wasn't.
It was crab, nag. It was, yeah. Oh, it was, no.
Yeah, right.
Honeymoon was awesome. But with our marriage came where we went our marriage honeymoon came with a one-on-one, two marriage counseling with a great marriage counselor. And we loved it. It was great. A great start to help. And so is that the only time we've ever had help with our marriage?
No.
You mean you would go to someone to help your marriage? Absolutely. Why? Yeah. Because I don't want just an average marriage. I don't want a good marriage. I'd like to have the best marriage I can have. Because when marriage is good, guess what?
Everything else is good.
It really is. You know, here's the old quote. Ready? If mama ain't happy, what?
Nobody's happy.
Come on, English teacher.
Okay. You got to do it like, ain't nobody happy, right?
That's really hard for my wife to do, being an English teacher. That's really hard. But it is. Hey, if you're having issues or if you know someone that is, share this podcast with them. If you could save and salvage a marriage for their sake, for eternity's sake, for the children's sake, what a blessing that would be. So anyway, we would love to help if we can. So fixfamiliesinstitute.com. We'd love to help. All right. God bless you. We will talk to you next time. Have a great day.